You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
Never get old. All right, we have a question today about parent-child listings.
Hi, my name is Angela, and I've listened to all of your podcasts and YouTube episodes on parent listings. And I would love if you could dig deeper into the pricing strategy piece specifically. I'm about to close on a property that has two cabins, a three-bedroom and a one-bedroom cabin, and I plan to set them up as parent-child listings. And here are my three specific questions. One, do I price the parent listing at the same price as the two child listings combined, or should I increase the price of the parent listing since it sleeps more? Second question, should I overprice the two child listings further out to encourage people to book the parent listings first? Third question, is there ever a good reason to do mostly flat pricing versus dynamic pricing and just adjust for weekends, weekdays, and holidays? One reason I'm considering this is my direct competitor has a very similar property. Does one set price for everything? And with my three listings, it seems like it could get a little bit complicated to have them all set up on dynamic pricing. Thank you for your time. And my email address is info@lazypinesnm.com. And my Instagram handle is @lazy_pines_nm.
Such a good question.
Questions.
No, but I like how she was like, three specific questions.
Bring it.
These are good. Okay,
let's do it.
First of all, for anyone who doesn't know what a parent-child listing is, do you want to update everybody just in case?
Yeah, it's when two houses give birth. No, a baby, a tiny home. Sorry, everyone. I got jokes.
A parent-child listing is when you have a property, and it doesn't have to necessarily be one property under one roof. We've done it before. We had multiple properties on one parcel. But for us, it started with one house. It was really big. We're a metro market. So it was hard to sell the big house during the week. So we ended up locking off the two third floor bedrooms and selling the house as two products. If you think of it as products, it sometimes helps understand it. A four bedroom product versus a two bedroom product. And it really helped us fill in our weekdays.
Mm-hmm. So kind of bringing it back to that.
We also had a property that had a giant Victorian home. Had a beautiful basement with 11-foot ceilings, and it had a carriage house. And so you could sell all of those as one, and then you could have the carriage house, the basement, and the main home, all three separate. So there's a lot of fun stuff that you can do. The key here for the guest experience is to be incredibly clear about what they are buying when they buy it on the OTA or direct booking site.
I'm actually going to go through these questions backwards.
Yes.
The third one first, talking about the competition.
Yes.
Everyone, please be aware of your competition, but you have no idea why the competition is pricing, why they're pricing, if they have any sort of strategy behind it, who is in charge of that. So I want to warn everyone to, yes, be aware of your competition, but that is why we like using dynamic pricing softwares, which will help you clear up that and like data over drama there. So I just want to offer that. Just speaking about, this is what my competition does. You need to do what's best for your business and let's dial back from there.
I do want to not clarify, but offer my opinion to the caller of doing what she called a flat rate for all three of her properties to me would be a lot more work because she was saying weekday, weekend, and holidays, but those are going to fluctuate over time. Then you got to go in there and change them all. With dynamic pricing, you set up a strategy. The software does a lot of the work, and then you go in there and tweak. To me, that's a much heavier lift. And I guarantee you, you will make more money. Mm-hmm. You will. It will be worth your time to do it. It's proven.
Okay. And so the first question, I think that, because there were three questions, talking about if she should price them under price.
Yeah. The question was kind of like, in relation from the child to the parent, how should she price? And it has nothing to do with the relation mm-hmm. of the property. Let's just take, for example, the larger offer, the parent listing.
Is one product.
And that should be priced according to your market. That should be priced according to what amenities you're offering your guest. Mm-hmm. That should be priced according to, what you can get in the marketplace. Now the caller didn't ask this question, but it's happening a lot in our membership. We're having a lot of pricing questions around, well, my mortgage is this, so I need to get this. And that's where those decisions need to be made when you're buying the home, right? They always say you make your money when you buy. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly true, because to reverse engineer and to make something happen that in some cases just can't, and you go upside down, or you try to make, or you set your goal firm at this price and no one books, then we've got a problem. Mm-hmm. But I also want this whole parent-child thing. Don't think of it as child versus parent or how they should relate to one another in terms of pricing. They are different products.
And please keep in mind, your consumer, they might not be aware. They most likely are not going to be aware that you have two separate products. Because when they're going into the online travel agent, aka Airbnb or Vrbo, they are putting in what they are looking for. And your listing is going to show up in either or, whichever, the number of guests that they're putting in. So your potential guest is not going to see that, this parent listing is $1,000 a night and the child is only $250. They're not going to see that. They're not going to know that. So They are going to be looking at your products, your two products independently in the marketplace. So you need to price both of those according to what the market dictates.
Yeah. So I hope that helps to not think of it in relation, but to think about them as different.
Separate products.
Yes.
Completely separate products, completely separate competition,
right?
Completely separate pricing, and potentially completely different consumers that are booking those different stays.
But that's what makes it so awesome, because it diversifies.
Yeah. Think about what we just said. Now you have multiple products on the market, and instead of 365 days a year, you're getting 365 times 2 days, or
sort
times
of.
Two. Yeah. Okay. Her middle question. The last one we're going to answer.
Yeah. It was kind of strategy on when to open up availability for the parent versus the child listings. Now, this might vary in your market. There might be something that, in my opinion, or mm-hmm. in my advice of what we do, you might be like, well, here's this other strategy. So just take this with a grain of salt. For our metro market, we take what our booking window is for each product. And then we get strategic because we want the larger product to be booked. We will make more money with that larger home being booked. So we don't even offer the child portion of that list of that product further out, outside of our booking window. So it's not even an option. Mm-hmm. And then we figure out, okay, so for us, the weekdays are hardest to book the larger home. Then we trickle in the 2-bedroom option, right, during the week. And only if we get to, I forget the booking windows we're now, but I think that it would be 14, 17 days, something like that. If we're still not booked, then it's like, okay, let them all loose, let them all open. Whoever can book it first
wins.
Put them all out there, just showing my cards, right? So you want to think of it like that. You don't have to offer all of your options always. Mm-hmm. You can, and this is, again, where dynamic pricing will help you, because you can set up your larger property to be available to book, whatever it is for your market, 3, 6, 9 months out. Mm-hmm. But your smaller product maybe isn't available until 3 months out and only on Monday through Thursday nights. Until a certain time, then you can open it up. It gets fun.
That's, I think, our last thing that we want to offer is you're not going to crush it right out of the gate. There's going to be some learning to it, but make it fun. Make it a game. Make revenue management a game. Make it fun. Look at what you did last year or last month, this month. Like, just be you, and always be testing. Always be testing things. And if you've got people booking, especially the whole property, if that's your goal, make sure that you're collecting information and asking them to come back. So it gets easier and easier each year, and you have less and less open dates when the year starts.
We'll also help you all out and drop our two options for dynamic pricing in our show notes. They're both Price Labs and Wheelhouse.
And there's both introductory offers there.
Yeah. So. And I forget who said it was Andrew on our interview with him a few weeks ago. Andrew Kitchell's the CEO of Wheelhouse, but, or I don't know if it was our revenue manager, Colleen, who said that someone said this, that there's revenue management and there's also revenue strategy. Mm-hmm. And there are two different things. So you have to put on two different hats when you're looking at revenue, managing of your revenue, right? And then also the strategy. So forecasting, going back to your historicals and getting that strategy together for yourself. So definitely like taking notes, keeping track, knowing your year over years for all the products and when you opened up these doors, how much money was on your books this time last year for the next 3 months, right? And see when you can like beat your goals and all that kind of fun stuff. The more you just take copious notes and think of both strategy and management as two different jobs, you'll have a lot of success. All right. If you want your question answered here on our hosting hotline on Tuesdays on the podcast, all you have to do is go to thanksforvisiting.me. In the upper right-hand corner is a big red button that says Ask TFE. And you can record your voice. I think it's under 2 minutes, maybe under a minute 30. And if it's really good, we'll answer it here on the pod. And you can help so many other hosts get answers to their questions as well. With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.